Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Shop S-Mart. Baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. It's got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger. That's right. Shop smart. Shop S-Mart. You got that? Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Talk about how I get back home.
Ah! Did you say the words right this time?
Well, maybe I didn't say every single tiny little syllable, no, but basically I said them, yeah.
Basically.
Feeling a little bit under the weather, so I will be taking charge as the oldest senior staff member. So if we can all just pull together, I know that.
Hello, hello, mate.
No,
I was totally munted last night. Yeah, I spoke to him.
He's only got in there.
All right, mate. Later.
What's going on?
Shit, it's engaged.
How about an ambulance?
It's engaged, Ed.
Fire engine. It's one number, Ed, and it's busy. Okay, what do you want a fire engine for anyway? Anything with flashing lights, you know? Are they still out there? Yeah. What do you think we should do? For the head.
Well, now what?
I'll have to get more stuff. What's in the shed?
I don't know, it's locked.
Why is it locked?
It's always been locked.
Well, you know, we're gonna... No, no, that's the second up I ever burned! No!
Now, some of these are limited...
What was that?
I think it was Blue Monday.
Ben, there was an original pressing.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Purple Rain.
No.
Sign of the Times.
Definitely not.
The Batman soundtrack.
Throw it.
Okay. Oh, Dire Straits.
Throw it.
Stone Roses?
No. Second coming.
I like it.
Ah. Oh, Sade.
That's Liz's.
Yeah, but she did dump you.
Hello?
Oh, up there, some girl in a shed.
But you said it was locked.
Which one's your one, girl or bloke?
The first one.
Banyan Newborn from the dumpster.
With the tough, no questions asked investigative Dumpline news team. Orange alert. The Department of Homeland Security has added another looming threat to the list of potential weapons at the hands of freedom-hating terrorists. after intercepting a number of communiques from known Middle Eastern chat rooms and Al-Qaeda Yahoo groups, the department has just released extensive reports on this latest threat to the United States, the apocalyptic zombie attack. With us now is our own Homeland Security embedded reporter and zombie apocalypse expert, Norton Scooter. Norton, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Abanion. The department wants U.S. citizens to understand the severity of this threat. The terrorist-inspired zombie apocalypse would turn American life upside down in a matter of weeks. Make no mistake about it. Zombies will kill you. They are dead. They want you dead. You need to have some idea how to overcome this problem. First, you need to know that not everyone dies when zombies attack, but everyone dead becomes a zombie. Unless you want to become a zombie, you must stay alive. There are a few stages to this sort of attack. I will now list them and tips for surviving a zombie apocalypse. Phase 1, the first zombie. For some reason, you will never encounter multiple zombies on your first time. There will only be one. You'll be getting the mail and slop, zombie coming at you. What do you do? Step 1, do not attempt to fight the zombie. It will kill you. Go inside, shut the door, and call for help. Step 2, don't stand near a window. Zombies love windows. Step 3, get a weapon. A kitchen knife is no good. You need a real weapon. At least a machete. A shotgun is better. A long object to poke the zombie is good. Think distance. Step 4, you're going to need to find a base in which to hold up. Make sure you get a good mix of girls and guys together. This is going to be a long apocalypse. Phase 2, supplies and barricades. This is a zombie apocalypse. The clock is ticking. Don't worry how zombie number 1 found you. The rest are on their way. This is the most important phase to survival. Step 1, assess your base. You need to know where zombies can enter. For example, in my house, we give the zombies the basement. We might barricade the first floor if there's time, but the second floor is our primary defensive line, and the third floor is our last stand. Step 2, break into 3 teams. Team 1 is for securing the house. Get someone smart to do this. An amateur will forget to secure the attic. This team goes to Home Depot, buys lots of wooden nails. This is not a duct tape and plastic situation. Nail off all the windows and doors. Here's the most important step. Take up the floorboards on the stairs. Zombies can't climb, you can. Don't give them a walkway to come up. Team 2 is on weapons. Make a list to go and get them. Remember, fire is not your friend. Lighting a zombie on fire only yields a flaming zombie. You'll burn alive in your own house. To my knowledge, no zombie has ever been able to use fire without the help of a stupid human. You want weapons that you can use. Chainsaws, shotguns, rifles, pistols, and lots of ammunition. Baseball bats and knives are useless. You can't bludgeon or stab a zombie. Buy more weapons than you need. Team 3 is on food. Remember, the zombies will probably kill the electric and water company people. The water may stay on for a while. The electricity probably will not. Most zombie apocalypses tend to knock out the power by accident. You'll need dried canned food, things that last forever. You'll probably die of hunger or thirst if you secure your house right, so food is a priority. Step 3, game plan. Make sure everyone is on the same page. Make sure you know your exits. Have an escape vehicle, loaded with supplies, hide weapons in fallback positions, you will lose your weapon. Have a backup. Step 4. Look to your right and your left. These people will probably die. This is a zombie attack. Things go wrong, get used to it. Step 5. No one goes to their parents or their boyfriends. No one oversleeps, and no one, absolutely no one, tries to reason with a zombie.
Dad, is that you?
Everyone else is dead. The government isn't coming. The military might be alive, but they aren't coming to your house for a long time. Phase 3, the attack. This is the part where zombies try to kill you. You'll see if your work paid off. Did your zombie pit work, or did it backfire? This is when you find out the hard way.
Zombie Nation.
Step 1. Don't be a hero. It doesn't matter if you kill 20 zombies. There are 4,000 more outside. Kill only those zombies that are an immediate threat. Don't shoot one that's looking at you funny. Shoot the one that learned how to climb. It's rare, but it can happen. Save ammo. You are surviving by putting yourself in a cage. If you want to die, kill yourself. If not, remember that you may be doing this for the rest of your life. If you want that to be for a long time, then save your ammunition. Step 2. If the zombies break through your first line of defense and they have you in a corner, you're going to die. Prevent them from getting to you. Don't worry about getting out. It's not like you're going to a movie. There's nothing but zombies at the movies now. Step 3. Zombies have 3 main weaknesses. Zombies are dumb. They can't open doors. They can't solve problems. They will fall for the same trick a million times in a row. 2. Zombies don't have goals. They just want to get to you. If you don't give them a way to get to you, they won't. They'll just moan about it all day. 3. A zombie without a head will die. Remember this. Zombies have 5 main strengths. 1. They don't really care about danger. 2. They can still function with most body parts missing. 3. They are durable and can take hits. Only powerful weapons will stop them for sure. 4. They have all the time in the world. 5. If you are bitten by a zombie, you play on Team Zombie. Phase 4, survival. Once the zombies are at bay, if you get this far.
Zombie Nation.
Maintain your barricades and stay on zombie alert. If you kill too many and bodies stack up in the zombie pit, they can walk right across. Step 2, boredom. You need playing cards. Life is going to be pretty boring until you die. It's you, your buddies, and the zombies. There's only so long you can talk about zombies. Step 3. Don't leave the house. You will die. If someone starts to go crazy, kill them. If someone needs too much, kill them. This is Zombie Island. You gotta play for keeps or it's curtains for you. But remember, make sure you agree if you kill someone. If you just start shooting, you'll be the next to go. Step 4. At a certain point, the zombies will reveal a weakness. You must exploit it to destroy them all. It could be that they melt in salt, or they are scared of cats. Whatever it is, use it. Part 5. The aftermath. You've just survived a zombie apocalypse. This is when only a few of you are left. Now, you go loot all the stores, move into a nice house, and have lots of sex. This is Norton Scooter with the latest from Homeland Security's Al-Qaeda Zombie Apocalypse Terror Threat Alert.
It's been a hard day's night.
Cops are gonna get here.
I wonder when they're gonna run out of quarters. Hello? It's very funny, guys. It's very funny.
The mainstream media view is that the people there are poor vegetable farmers who were caught up, and you know those guards there have had feces and urine thrown at them on a daily basis.
It's
about time people know what the real
conditions
in that
camp. We researched the little barber taking the right hand turn at Kandahar and just happening to show up. It's bull. We know it's bull. And the New York Times can say it all day long. We know it's false. Now.
And really, the reaction to the suicide should be boo freaking who?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't want anybody, you know, killing themselves. But I do believe it was a political statement. Anyway, if I were in Guantanamo Bay and I couldn't get out, and these guys will never get out, believe me, I might commit suicide too. And Colton, now you yourself, we talked about this, Michelle, been attacked personally, brutally attacked personally. So how do you feel when you see Ann Coulter attack other people personally?
I'll swallow your soul!
Get out there.
No, we should stay inside.
Come on, we can take them.
The man said to stay indoors.
Fuck the man!
Look, as long as they're out there and we're in here, we're safe.
The attackers can be stopped by removing the head or destroying the brain.
Any zombies out there?
Who say that?
What?
That. What? That. The Z word, don't say it.
Why not?
Because it's ridiculous.
Are there any out there?
Oh, no, there they are.
Zombie!
I think Zombie. That this should really just be the first Zombie. Step in sending a strong message Zombie. To San Francisco.
She's a zombie.
That if you were going to dishonor zombie. The military, the zombie. Military will not zombie. Grace zombie. Your hate-filled zombie. City with its presence. San Francisco, hate-filled city. San Francisco, hate-filled city with its...
See, I don't know if it's a hate-filled city.
By a margin of 60 to 40, San Franciscans voted to oppose military recruiting in public schools and on...
Yeah, I'm sticking up for the 40. I'm sticking up for the 40%
Look at the face. It's vacant with a hint of sadness. Drunk. He's lost a bet. Okay, let's try, shall we? Liz. Nice. Good vocal work. Okay.
Students at University of California at Santa Cruz who protested military recruiters on their campus. Malkin posted their addresses and other personal information on her blog, and then when people harassed the students at their homes, Malkin did the... I never told anybody to do anything to them. This is the problem, right? I mean, you can come out, you could directly encourage people to act violently, and I never told anybody to do anything.
She's a zombie. Don't say that! In a minute, she'll be just another zombie! Don't say that! We're not using the sick word!
Chad Conrad Castanaga, accused of mailing at least 13 threatening letters, maybe 17, filled with white powder to the likes of Senator Chuck Schumer, Speaker Presumptive Nancy Pelosi, Viacom Chairman Sumner Redstone, David Letterman, Jon Stewart, and me.
Who died and made you fucking king of the zombies?
Third story in the countdown. More details tonight, some from an FBI affidavit obtained by Radar Online magazine about the suspect. Castagana has also been identified as a gushing online admirer of Ann Coulter, Michelle Malkin, and Laura Ingraham.
The lead FBI agent, special agent on this case, is a member of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and there are a lot better things than that they could be doing with their time.
She's a zombie. Zombie! 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 She's a zombie.
Ghana has also been identified as a gushing online admirer of Ann Coulter, Michelle Malkin, and Laura Ingraham.
The lead FBI agent, special agent on this case, is a member of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and there are a lot better things than that they could be doing with their time.
Hello? How do you have my number? That doesn't make any sense. Real mature. Not even, it's not even funny. It's like so immature. Oh God, it's pretty good actually.
They're so annoying.
It's creepy that he has my number. I don't know how he got my number. It said zombie on my fucking thing. I should have known.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production.